Hello, everybody. Well, this is wishing a very unhappy birthday to Liz Truss. So, in case you don't remember, Mrs. Mary Elizabeth O'Leary, that's her proper title. She was first Lord of the Treasury from, methinks it was the 6th of September 2022 to 25th of October that same year, a grand total of 7 weeks exactly. So, she's now unlamented, remembered as the shortest serving British Prime Minister of modern times, only two who served for shorter periods than her. And that was, if you go back to the mid 18th century, there was the Earl of Bath for 2 days and Earl Walgrave for 5 days. Some people don't even count, I think, the Earl of Bath. Things were not quite clear how long they served for. So she was an absolutely cataclysmic Prime Minister, and the United Kingdom will be paying the price for many years yet to come. So the good news is that Liz Truss will certainly, well, not certainly, probably not live as many years as she's already lived. So we're probably beyond the equator of her lifetime. And not that I wish her physically harm, but what gets me is the total lack of remorse and this truculent speech she gave when she resigned. Anybody else would have been embarrassed or apologetic, but she was coming out, giving everyone a broadside that she was absolutely the right thing and it was good to be audacious. But wait a second, well, only if your policies work, not if they're disastrous. So she caused the pound to fall in value. She increased inflation. What else? She wiped a lot of money off people's pensions pots, things like that. She caused the public sector borrowing to go up. All this madcap idea, this right-wing fantasy, and I'm a right-winger, by the way, but I knew this one wasn't going to work, that if you slash taxes, that would magically cause the economy to grow so fast that would more than compensate for the lost revenue from the reduction in imposts. Well, I mean, when has that ever worked? I've never studied economics. Perhaps it shows she has. Patently didn't learn anything. 10 years left to save the West is her book, which I haven't read. Perhaps better if it would be titled 49 Days Left to Crash the Economy. And she goes round the world lecturing them on, wait for it, good governance. Well, she needs to take a few lessons in that herself. So there she was, Miss Truss, or Mrs. O'Leary, as she is, but she prefers to go to her maiden name. So she was born in the John Radcliffe Hospital in Oxford, the JR, as it's known. Her dad was a maths don, and her mum was a nurse. She was grew up, I think, as an only child because she'd had a brother who died in infancy beforehand. And being an only child in the 70s is a bit more unusual than it used to be. So she didn't like Mary as a Christian name. Her middle name, Elizabeth, go by that, known as Liz. Her parents were both extreme left. They wouldn't join the Labour Party. They thought the Labour were right-wing bastards. So, as true socialists, they moved to Poland in the Cold War, to communist Poland. Well, they were out of that pretty quick. So they moved around. They were in the West Midlands of England. They were in North Britain. And she spent some years in Canada in her early teens. But she actually thought the Canadian teaching was far superior to the schooling that she received in the United Kingdom. Then she went to Merton College, Oxford, and she read PPE, that's philosophy, politics, and economics. She's a member of the Liberal Democrats and indeed president of the Lib Dems. And she famously addressed at the Lib Dem conference at the age of 19. They introduced her as Elizabeth Truss, and it was about the monarchy. The monarchy, get rid of them. On the steps of the Royal Pavilion, we couldn't find a single person who was of the monarchy. How ironic. She was a brunette in those days. And she was quite ebullient, but where has all that gone? There's something missing in her, the flat affect. There's some sort of disconnect in her mind. I'd like to understand the psychology of Liz Truss. So then she was a management accountant for Shell and things like that, and cable and wireless. She joined the Conservative Party in 1997, a very contrarian move, just after this very heavy defeat. On the other hand, there may be some inverse opportunism, recognizing that the party desperately needed youngsters and women, and she was a young woman, so she was always going to have a big career during the age of 22, and indeed she did. And at a Conservative conference, she met the guy she married, Hugh O'Leary. He's obviously a little bit Irish. Anyway, they married in 2000, and then only a few years later, she embarked on an extramarital affair with a Conservative MP who was also married at the time. That came to light. Her husband forgave her, and they had two daughters. Her youngest child is named Liberty. So she'd stood in some Safe Labour seats. But anyway, the then leader William Hague was impressed by her. And so she finally she got herself on the party's A list because Cameron came in, and nothing to do with merit, with Cameron to blame for this, is they had to select on a sexist and racist basis. And so you can see the results of that and the sort of people we selected. Of course, nothing wrong with having women. I wouldn't care if every single MP was a woman and every single MP was non-white, but we shouldn't discriminate against white males and so on. So then she was selected for a fairly safe Conservative seat in somewhere, was it Suffolk? But then they discovered that she was an adulteress. They wanted to deselect her. Cameron intervened to try and save her, and indeed he did manage to save her. And I agree that her extramarital shenanigans are not a reason to vote against her. Now some don't concur. All right, the turnip Taliban, they said, because they grow turnips up there, that they were too moralistic. So she's finally elected in 2010, which is a real bumper year for the Tory party. So yeah, she held various positions as education under secretary, environment under secretary. She was justice secretary and Lord Chancellor, the first ever female to hold that office. Chief Secretary to the Treasury, which is like basically the number two in the Treasury, she's below the Chancellor's Exchequer, International Trade Secretary, and she was an Instagrammer. She was very adept at using social media, so she was ahead of her time in that way. A lot of Tory MPs were not, and she was Foreign Secretary just before the Ukraine war, and she famously visited Moscow about a month before the war began, channeling Maggie Thatcher in her dress style, and then she got elected leader in 2022. So that was it, beating Sunak narrowly. One of the things was a minority of people actually voted for her, if you take into the fact that, I mean, quite a few Conservative people didn't vote, party members didn't vote. It's between her and Sunak. She was Prime Minister at the time of death of Elizabeth II. So anyway, she suffered the ignominy of having been voted out, the last former Prime Minister to lose her seat, I think, since Herbert Henry Asquith in 1906. And then she famously didn't give an acceptance speech. What's the word? A concession speech when she was bested by the other party. She simply left without breathing a syllable to the media, and seemed completely unembarrassed. I think she'd obviously been told the results sometime beforehand. So that's her. May she return to obscurity. The Tory party really need a reminder of her, like they need a hole in the head. They really want to move on. And she even sacked Kwasi Kwarteng, her Chancellor Exchequer, because remember, she desperately rowed back in the last few days in an attempt to save her premiership, and then blaming him. And he's a towering intellectual. How could he be so smart, stupid? A guy who'd written a PhD thesis on the coinage crisis of 1698. He caused the coinage crisis, if you will. Wow. So being too clever by half is not always good to go against the conventional wisdom. So yeah, that's part of the popcorns, a bit of a Trumpist these days. Claims she was defeated by the blob. It's everybody's fault except hers. My goodness, staggering, such myopia. Well, it was this how to put it, chutzpah, that allows people to get away with anything. This sort of lack of conscience, this lack of self-awareness. Perhaps staggering that she ascended to such a position. Was she an adept and wily politician in some ways? She must have been, I suppose. And she was able to pivot from one position to the diametrically opposed one. Remember, she ardently campaigned for Remain and then became a zealous Brexiteer in the wake of the referendum result. So that is Liz Truss. She shall not be missed.